Carmel boy keno, Carmel boy keno, Carmel boy Keno. When you're reciting Karmapa Keno, and your guru can be Karmapa, it's an activity, you know. So it doesn't matter any the activity you connect it, that is Karmapa, you know. Sometimes we get confused. So karma, you know that karma. Even nowadays in America, they know that become new word. They say karma like that. So karma is actually action. And karma, the holder of action or holder of activity. So who holds? Who enlighten you? So that is karma. And there are, of course, the Karmapa, 17 Karmapa is Karmapa. And Rinpoche is also Karmapa. He is holder of Buddha's activity. He enlightened us, similar kind of faith and devotion for Dharma, because of his activity, his karma. So therefore, when you reciting Karmapa, okay? Karma Mba Keno, 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 Karma Mba Keno. Can we do mandala offering? This cover of Vajradhara lineage, Karmapa Keno can cover like now and then.
Oh, Sashi Puji Joshi Medo Dham. Jirab Lingshi Nide Genpa 게 신도 미대 불와이 조근남 바르쇼 샘제 남게 삼바낭 로이 제다 지다와 시중 둔모 대바이 주기 콜로 콜도 Kanjise jura jiri rala nami dara dala jini jinda adinga nubi yuki mumbu sada sawa nubi luna kanyinda aga jiri nebe giro jira duka virik batsimba kanyi bati da tamche tarpa tambi kuki tupi sungi china deri shish Ladan lami miyam jiye wangbo dan gejin lazu chuki chongla jawa jeba nam sangeye sunra rabdu shishin dewi gyur gyur ba Deda shiki dambi chungin china deri shikshi kanda chuchi tongi chikdina dirji loma kiwa kansu da ting diri tumbi chuki charibibki sembara dhubwa tamchi diri shikshi Namulayi geta luda nujinki dhubunda dami ki namta dhuwa kunji dhaki jayi tamba tamchi geto dhaki chuchi dhendo Dhusum zanji tamchi yingu rikdan kinguran kiasu kiabda kari tsungba mebe palde lama dambi shabgi dhul dhima meba lago radu dhudi gubi Chak tse jing kyab su chivu jingi labara zay du su. Ong min ju gi ingi bodani, du sum san ji kun gi ngu u ni. Rang sum ji gur ngun sum tun ze pe, tsawe lame shab la gu cha ze. Kangi dala rikpa laba dai, dogi denji minga jimba dai. Laba sumda wangur jinla be, ugi lama namla gujanza. Paldin zave lama rimbo che, dagi chivur peme deshu la. Atin chenpo gone jesonde, kusun toki ngoro zado so.
Please listen with a good motivation, which is we say bodhicitta. So, if starting good with a good motivation, then that cover first excellency, and then during the listening teaching also, listen with a pure mind, genuine mind, and with the devotion, with your true nature, and then with the devotion with this teaching, devotion with the lineage, then that is cover the moment of receiving. I mean, moment of whenever we're listening or practicing or teaching, that cover the, at the moment excellency. And then dedication will cover. So those three are extremely important. This way. Can you understand? They understand? My English, good. Rinpoche shared me something. There's a Lama. He died already, Lama Namse. He died already. I know him, Toronto. And then another one also, some Lama. He give teaching in his English, but he needs translator for his English. Jagdu Rinpoche, he also passed away. Rinpoche shared me. He teach in English, but somebody need his English translator. So sometimes I also need, of course, my English. But really good opportunity that Tracy and Steve here. So really, I want you get exactly, you know. Yeah, so you are getting that, okay? Don't really. Yeah, and Most of David book also you edit, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you see. But another, yeah, I know that. Thank you. I'm going to read from here. Dr. Wa, good. You see, my letter is so big. Yeah. This is really helpful by technology. When I first saw somebody carry, very difficult to accept that. Like, not very good for my eye. Because I used to carry that sholoka. And now I know, get some benefit from there. Getting bigger and shorter. Yeah. His Holiness 17 Karmapa. He did some prayer for who created Apple phone. You remember that? Yeah. Because he met all the monk easy, because in Nepal we have Tibetan there. And Samsung they don't have. Any other? No, right? Only Apple have Tibetan. Yeah, only Apple has this. I can type Tibetan. Okay, this morning we had... I already read the oral transmission, so blessing is there, and thank you very much to putting who wrote this text, so it's here. And okay, here, I want to this one is, he has this, and another picture is like this. So Rinpoche shared this story. He said, don't fight with Chinese, surrender. He teach this to monks. We have to do like this. We cannot win for fighting, he says. Surrender like that. So some people might think, what is he doing like that? Surrender. And because of his teaching of this Mahamudra, people get a lot of benefit. Even in jail, they're in jail, they practice meditation. And then let it go, free from anger. You see, the Mahamudra is accepting, not avoiding. It's accepting whatever people teach you. People treat you good, you accept. People treat you very badly, you accept. You become like ocean. You're accepting. If you make openness, if you practice that kind of openness, then it will come, it will go, right? It's like a space. So, in time of the Buddha, King Bimbisara was, he had a really terrible thing happen with him. His son, Ajatashatru, put him in jail, and he died in jail. But somebody tried to help him. He said, no, I I had instruction from Buddha. I'm very happy in jail. If I try to do something, many people will die. So don't fight for me. Somebody tried to help him. He said, no, it's okay. I can accept now because of Buddha's teaching. It's totally amazing method. It's not to try to something avoiding. It is kind of, you know, make space and you accepting that. It is, of course, for the beginning, Guru Yoga is extremely important, but ultimately, Guru Yoga is also not very important. You get it? I have small experience to share you. I really, when I'm traveling by airplane, sometimes plane, like this, yeah, I'm so scared because I have no idea what's going on. I was so scared. I thought I'm dying now, like that. Then I make a Guru Yoga aspiration, oh, make protector. It doesn't help. My scare is there. It's really not help. Guru and you do even I do Guru Mahamudra. My fear is still there. When I try, where my fear arise? And where it dwell? My look at directly. My feet or where my where why I'm you know, my fear where it comes from? Where it dwell? Where it sees nakedly, I mean directly. Fear is gone. It's very helpful. Better than Guru Yoga, better than Guru Rinpoche, as you know, making an aspiration. Like that. So this is all about Mahamudra. You know, you accepting, not try to avoid. And then try to figure it out, what it is, reality, without having Datura, just, see, sooner or later we have to face most scary thing, which is death. Doctor will tell you sooner or later, oh, now you are dying like that. Guru Yoga doesn't help. Only you can help, only you can get, help from your realization. Where did that come? If you have that, you can accept. If you have that ability, then that is just allowing you small attaining Buddhahood. Chiwa, chiwa mainde, naljur sangjung gebain. So the song of realization, they say, that is not that. The yogi, that moment, attaining small enlightenment. This is, so through the realization, through the understanding of that, we can get small result, good benefit through that. Okay, yeah. Of course, Guru Yoga is extremely important. It's, somehow it is important. We have to know. But is that ultimate? No. Ultimate one is you have to make ability to face anything. Yeah. Okay. Okay, now I'm reading. Yesterday we explained three type of appearance. Yeah? Okay. The mere presence of visible forms.
Page 224. First full paragraph, 224.
Mm-hmm. The mere presence of visible forms, sounds, and so forth, that are the objects of the six types of consciousnesses or nis, right? Is called perceived objects, thought of attachment, anger or delusion based on the perceived object are appearance. For example, the feeling of attachment to a pleasant object, the feeling of anger towards an unpleasant one, and the indifferent feeling towards something natural, neutral. Tangyum. Tangyum, neutral. You must understand that such appearances are the function of your own mind. Perceived objects such as form, sounds, and so forth. Five sensor objects have appeared due to mind, but they are not mind. They are the shared appearances of sentient being, and do not possess. What is possess? Yepa possess. Oh, possess. Yeah, meparwa. Do not possess any true existence. Yeah, because naturally empty, right? Truly, do not possess any truly existence besides being phenomena of dependent origination. Okay, here I would like to a little bit elaborate, and it's very general knowledge of Buddhist point of view. So when we're talking about emptiness, some people get it, but some people, they don't get it. It doesn't make so much sense when we're talking about emptiness. So Nagarjuna, a way to express about emptiness is very different way. So he expressed with the interdependent, right? Tendel, yeah, interdependent.
Interdependence.
Yeah, interdependence. Interdependent is adjective, right? Yeah, good. Interdependence, noun. Yeah, through he express interdependence. You see, whoever could realize interdependence, those people easily, you don't have to know about emptiness, is there. Because of emptiness, it is interdependent. What? Dense? No dense. That is the adjective. Yeah. You get it? So you see, different way. So for the beginner, like Dalai Lama also expressed, he did not express our Buddhist point of view is emptiness, not like that. He always expressed because he loved Nagarjuna. So Buddhist point of view is, Buddhist view is interdependent. Tendel kitawa. So, you see, because this is how they express the true nature. So this one is quite important. You should now examine where this mind dwell. You see, this is actually when we study Nagarjuna's text, which is about explaining true nature, so the root text, or because he elaborate many ways for explaining true nature, so many ways like Kewa Meba,
unborn
like that, but you don't have to study that. Those all, this one is also the technique. You can get the true nature through that, through just simple. You see, you should now examine where this mind dwell, where it originate, where it arise, where it dwell, where it ceased. Ceases.
Where it ceases.
Yeah, where it ceases. Those three, many masters says, this method is even better than those. This is kind of instruction. Like when we learning parallel diving, like Bach. Instruction is extremely important, right? He taught me that, oh, do like this, half. And so this is instruction. Then you can get it. So my, the fear, right? When I was in aeroplane, so I used this small kind of method. I got benefit. Now I'm okay, like that. The Guru Yoga is, of course, without, why Guru Yoga is so important? Because we, all the instruction we receive from Guru, right? And then we have to connect with the Guru from the beginning. But that is not the ultimate practice. The ultimate practice is we have to have this kind of realization. And then we can accept even death is also happily. We don't want to avoid that. Accept. Accept with a force, not good. Accept with unforcefully. Not forcing.
Yes.
Accepting with the understanding, mm-hmm. with the realization is different. Oh, I have to accept, no choice. Then this is actually not accepting.
Effortlessly.
Zolo Meba, yeah. When you're giving some word, can you nod me a little bit? Thank you. So effortlessly, right? Okay. From the top of the, you see, where mind dwell. Now here talking about mind. Mind is quite a little bit difficult sometimes, but you see, we all have issues. Sometimes some issue with friends, some issue. So you have to check that. Where issue comes from? Where it dwell? Is that from objective, that person? Is that from my mind? This is, these things you know, this is the approach, how you get, and then how you get openness, right? Yeah, the anger, or this anger, mostly desire, we don't have so much problem. Anger, but desire and ignorant, those are fundamental, causing us problem, actually. Those are main problem. Anger is shortest one among the emotion. Longest one is ignorant. Desire is also quite long. But anger is very short. Short stay, not so long. Yeah. So we should now examine where this mind dwell, where the anger dwell, where my issue dwell. From the top of hair on your head to the nail on your toes, from the outer layer of skin, the flesh in between, to the bones, five organs, and six vessels, vessels within. Actually, vessel means kind of container, right?
No.
Yeah, exactly. But why is there a no?
According to the
왕부 됐네, 라기.
오.
오. 됐어. 네. 네, 말해. 오. 라스, 라스. 둑, 라스, 라스, 라스. Vessels. Those five sense of organ are vessels.
There are five organs that are solid and six that are hollow, according to Tibetan.
Yeah. Wang den kokpa. Yeah, yeah, kokpa. Hollow, yeah. You get it? Good. But if you read more time with the devotion, you can get more and more, okay? And sometimes I try to explain some, and then and after you have oral transmission, it's really... the lineage is really authentic because we have Rinpoche so fortunate. So you also fortunate because I'm just a wire, so you get it. Yeah, I have devotion to Rinpoche, so you get this. So you read often, I mean, over and over, get benefit, okay? Benefit means you can develop openness. Yeah, this is really extensive, I mean, comprehensive teaching here from the mondo and how to, you know, the beginning to end. So, therefore, this teaching is very good for degeneration student like me. Yeah, like, you know, not in you. the flesh in between to the bones, five organs and six vessels within. When investigating the dwelling place of mind, you see. So here come the different point of view. You see, Chinese is only close to Tibet that time, so not Indian in that time. So you see, most Chinese will claim that is abides in the head. Tibetan will say that is dwell in the heart. Yeah, Tibetan, mostly we touch heart. You people like Chinese, my head, right? So it's different. Neither one is sure, because when you touch the top of your head, the mind seems to leap there, and when you touch the sole of the feet, it seems to jump there. It has no fixed place, actually, because the mind is intangible. It is beyond, solidly exist, right? Mind is mind, yeah. Mm-hmm. It dwells neither in our outer objects, nor inside the body, nor in the empty space in between. You must become certain that it has no dwelling specific place. So your fear also same. What is your issue? You have to use that. Your anger is issue. You have to use that. Your fear is issue. When we are traveling in the plane, like bumping, then my fear was the issue that time. So I tried to deal with that. So, that's help. Right? Some issue we cannot avoid. We have to accept. So therefore, this is extremely important for us. Whether you accept or not, no choice. You must accept. So better we have that confidence, easy to accept. So therefore, this is extremely important. Yeah. If your mind has dwelling place, where are the outer, inner, and middle aspect of this dwelling place? Is it identical with the different form the dweller? If they are identical, then since there is increase or decrease, that object increase or decrease, right?
If mind is identical with my body, then we get old. We don't say mind getting old, right? When we get fat, mind get fat. Not like that. So this is the, you know, theory. It's not all. Oh. In body cover with the clothes, we don't say my mind cover, right? So this is the theory. So it's how we use that theory, then we can be free from accepting which is truly existence, right? So this is very helpful for the using this method, using this theory, and also it includes analytical meditation, which is duality. Yeah. If they are identical, since they're this is. If they are identical, since there is increase or decrease, change and alteration in outer objects and within the body, your mind will change in the very same way. Yeah, so it's not. So they are not identical. So it is illogical. Yeah, this is, if you think the same, also illogical. Illogical to think they are identical. If they are different, then is the essence of this different mind something that exists or not? If it is, then it should at least have a have a shape and color. Since there is no shape or color, it does not unilaterally, right? How unitarily? Oh yeah, unitarily. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, unitarily means only your perception, right? How can you explain? Tachikdu, unitarily. Tachikdu, unitarily. Exist. Tachikdu, okay. Does not unitarily. Unilaterally. Okay. Chokjing, yeah, I'm talking about that. Chokjing, yeah. Unilaterally. Get it? What? Exist. However, since this ever conscious and ever aware king is unceasing, it does not unilaterally not exist. For this reason, the glorious Karmapa Rangjung Dorje proclaimed. Good. What is proclaimed in Tibetan? Zimba, Sungba, Sheba. Sheba, Sungba, proclaim. Claim, proclaim. Oh. Oh, this is very formal way. Mm-hmm. Usually you don't say, I proclaim. So, yeah, like declare.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So many, nowadays, really, many Tibetan, they made a mistake. Tibetan, they always use their self, shesa, like, kasa.
Honorific.
Yeah, they're, yes. Yes, Muni. They don't know. So now here is amazing instruction coming. Okay? It is not existent, since even the victorious one do not see it. Why they don't put does not see it?
The victorious ones.
Oh, many victorious. Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, okay, many. It is not non-existent, since it is the basis of samsara and nirvana. This is not a contradiction, but the middle way of unity, may we realize the nature of mind free from extremes, free from fixation. Yes? Okay. I would like to a little bit... this is very... Thakarmapa Rangjung Doji's Mahamudra teaching. So this is one of my favorite. I would like to a little bit elaborate this. So here, you remember that three ways we investigate. Investigate or which one? No. It's okay. Analyze is better. Don't you say meaning, but I like to analyze, right? Three ways. The anger, where it originated, where it dwell, where it ceases. Get it? And then you might think when we are doing that, when we scrutinize that, then you cannot find mind, right? Then you might think, oh, I'm doing not right way, right direction. Then you don't have to worry. Because his Yobamain Gewekyangmase, even Buddha, he cannot find where it originated. Means specific, oh, this is the place. This is where it arises from. You cannot find. This is the nature, right? Yobamain Gewekyang. Even Buddha do not see that, does not see that. Then you might think, oh, it's kind of nihilism, nothing is there. No, it's not like that. No, because we're not realizing the true nature. Therefore, it become basis of samsara, not realizing it, right? If we realize that, then totally, we totally could able to antidote to ignorant if we have that realization. But we don't have that. Then it become issue. That's right away. It become basis of samsara. Not realizing it is it is not existence since even the victorious one do not see it. It is non-existent. It means till you get a realization, it will give you result all the time. So therefore it's the basis of samsara, and samsara, it become basis of samsara. So you see, rigpa and marigpa, ignorant and awareness. Awareness is contradict each other. So from that, we have to learn that through the loving kindness and compassion, it is wonderful. But you cannot cut through the compassion, the root of samsara. Because within compassion, you can have self-clinging. Yeah, those are, can be together. With loving kindness, you can have at the same time ignorant. The compassion also. Therefore, the Chandra Kriti, he gives very crucial teaching. Jamso mongdang gelme chir shindu ngepa sar chu min. Jamso jamba. Jamba la sopa. Jamba da nyingji di mongba dang gelwa yomare. Nyamdo yonggu yore.
So love and compassion are not in contradiction to
ignorant. So therefore, it is very good. Yeah, of course. It's also certain point. It is very important, like Guru Yoga. Certain point, Ribe, certain time. Of course, we have to develop loving kindness, we have to develop compassion, but that's not ultimate because it is not totally contradictory with contradiction or dictory?
It's not in conflict with.
Yeah, edited. Conflict with the, with what? With ignorant. Yeah. You get it? Yeah. Loving kindness, compassion is wonderful. So now we have to learn from here. If you really want to cut the root of samsara, then we have to meditate. Maha Mudra is the only way we can cut down root of samsara. Yeah, it is not existent since even the victorious one do not see it. It is not non-existent since it is the basis of samsara and nirvana. Nature we cannot find, but the mind is a basis of samsara. That's it, shortly. Samsara and nirvana. Why samsara and nirvana? If you understand, if you realize nature of mind, you are nirvana. If you not realize or recognize the nature of mind, then you are in samsara. So Nyingma, they say rigpa and marigpa. Rigpa, then
awareness.
And marigpa,
ignorant.
That's the difference. From the marigpa, yeah, then you have appearance of samsara. From the rigpa, you have appearance of pure land. And then Mahamudras are lineage prayer. The nature of thought is Dharmakaya, as it taught. Nothing whatsoever. Nothing whatsoever. Even Buddha did not see this. Nothing whatsoever. It erases everything. It is not non-existence. It erases everything. It erases as a samsara. It erases as a pure land. So this is, you get it? It's a little clear? Okay. Nature of thought is Dharmakaya, as it taught. Nothing whatsoever. Even Buddha did not see it. It is non-existence. It appears everything. It is the basis of samsara and nirvana.
Yeah, so this is mixing together this quote with that passage from the Vajradhara, the Nishpa.
Basis of samsara and nirvana. Mm-hmm. This is not a contradiction. Yeah. Yeah. But the middle way of unity, may we realize the nature of mind, free from extremes. Okay. The explanation up to this point complete the preliminary teaching of analytical meditation of Pandita. One session is gone. Can we do a little bit Guru Yoga again? Then again, I will continue. Okay, this is very important. I cannot do really introduce, but this is the problem now here. It's very crucial time. Okay, let's see how I can do it. I can not, I mean, through the blessing of Rinpoche, I have confidence we can do somehow a little bit. Okay. And today's blessing of Buddha Shakyamuni. Yeah.
karma ba ke no karma ba ke no karma ba ke
Pointing.
Mm-hmm. It's timing. Finished?
Would like to tomorrow? Oh, give me. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, time is fine. Thank you. Then we do dedicate a mangala. Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful. We have time. Oh. Good. No, no, it's okay. Thank you very much for reminding, because we have big thing to do. Okay, we are saving somebody's life. It's very exciting. Exciting. Yeah, not only talking, doing something. Yeah, it's good to share. Thank you, really good arrange. Thank you.